A Kenyan man who spent more than a decade on death row in Saudi Arabia has been released, according to Kenya's Foreign Affairs Ministry. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Stephen Abdulkarim Munyoko had been imprisoned since 2011 after being convicted of murdering a Yemeni colleague during a dispute at a Red Sea resort where he worked as a warehouse manager. Initially sentenced to 5 years for manslaughter, his conviction was later upgraded to murder, carrying a mandatory death penalty under Saudi Arabia's Islamic law. His release came through a judicial decree, Foreign Affairs Principal Secretary Cora Singoe said on X, without providing further details. Under Islamic law, murder sentences can be commuted if the victim's family accepts diya or blood money. Kenyan media reported that the family received $1 million earlier this year, paid by the Kenyan government and the Muslim World League. Munyoko's execution was postponed multiple times due to sustained diplomatic efforts. His mother, veteran journalist Dorothy Kweyu, led a tireless campaign to save him. "I rolled on the floor when I heard the news," she told local media. "This time, it is true. The ambassador has confirmed it." Following his release, Munyoko reportedly performed the minor pilgrimage, Umrah, in Mecca. It remains unclear when he will return to Kenya. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.